Good morning, Dr. Shane. Dictating the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Celeste Gosselin, Gosselin, says the Van Tanner, PA, on 3/5/24. Mrs. Gosselin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to knowledge bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was normal. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/4/23, there's been no significant change, period to paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Ward. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/5/24, Mr. Ward performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction. And there was improved effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3/30/23. There's been no change period to paragraph compression. Normal study with minimal bronchodilator response to inhaler.
Just can't
Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gregory Hayes. This goes to Dr. Bonseller. On 3/5/24, Mr. Hayes performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period. And paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dale Milliken. On 3/5/24, Mr. Milligan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/6/23, there's been no significant change, period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 3/5/24, Mrs. Thompson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%. Period, the patient walked 445 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period of paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Killian Mailander, Mailander. This goes to the VA. On 3/5/24, Mr. Mailander performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airway obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 9/20/23. There's been no change period of paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Ellis. On 3/5/24, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airway obstruction period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1 comma, the ratio of FE of 25/75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/7/23, there's been some improvement in the forced vital capacity period of paragraph compression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Blair Byram. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 3/5/24, Mr. Byram performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity noted. Compared to a prior study dated 12/5/23, there's been no significant change period to paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 3/5/24, Mr. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/5/23, there's been no significant change period. A period of compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.